18 WEOL. More and more businesses are starting to open. More and more people are starting to go back to restaurants, etc. My two boys, for the first time in months, they went to a place last night. I even asked them, I go, so is this curbside? Are you going to actually go in, sit down, order a meal just like we used to for years? And they said, yeah. Yeah, so it was the first time for quite a long time. And as more and more people are doing this, you know, some folks are worried. Some folks are concerned about, you know, hey, you know, should I go in? What should I do? Well, we have on the line with us, her name is Tatiana Mamut, and she is with Nextdoor. And they are an organization that kind of helps businesses get back on track and help us consumers kind of figure out ways to support businesses as we go through this transition. Tatiana, good morning. Welcome to the morning show on WEOL.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So I'm not sure how good of a job I did to really describe what you do. So if you could tell us, in your words, what Nextdoor does.
Sure. Nextdoor is the neighborhood hub for the trusted exchange of local information. So neighbors, local business owners, you know, folks in the community really get on Nextdoor to exchange the most trusted local information. We often say if it's happening in your neighborhood, it's happening on Nextdoor.
Okay, so give us an example. I'm a business owner, and I come upon Nextdoor. What does it do for me?
Yeah, at Nextdoor, business owners can really communicate with everyone in the neighborhood. So we know that the most loyal customers for local businesses are often the people who are closest to them, who are the people in the local community. And so we really empower local business owners to talk directly to their neighbors without having to get followers. So it's instant distribution to the neighborhood. And today we're launching business posting, which is totally free, and for the first time, local business owners can talk directly to the people around them.
And how do they do that?
Sure. So, again, with local business posting, businesses can reach neighbors instantly and for free. They just go to nextdoor.com/localbusiness, claim their business page, and they can start posting. So it's as easy as that. And your local business page is the kind of way that neighbors can discover you and really see everything that you have to offer.
And where do the people go to see the posts?
Oh, your posts show up in the neighborhood feed. So everybody on Nextdoor, whether they're on their mobile app or whether they're on their website, will see the business posts show up right in their feed. And again, businesses can post about whether they have a gift card or delivery or takeout option, or like the restaurant that your son went to, you know, they can actually post that they're reopening. They can post their hours. They can post their new protocols about how to get in. They can post whether you need reservations to come. So this is really a tool for businesses to communicate with the people in the neighborhood about what's going on with their business.
And when you say their feed, you're talking about, you know, they go to the Wall Street Journal or whatever online, wherever they go online. And in the advertisement section, which, you know, pops up electronically, most folks don't know where the heck that's generated from. They just see the advertisements. Nextdoor will help the local businesses get their advertisement onto that little pop-up. Am I reading this right?
So Nextdoor is an app that has a feed of neighborhood conversations. So when a neighbor posts to Nextdoor, what their message really shows up right in the Nextdoor app, and people can reply to it. They can, you know, they can like it. They can, you know, kind of support the post. And so there, you know, right in the app, in the Nextdoor app, you will see all of the messages that are coming from your neighbors and that are coming from local businesses. Also, public agencies like health departments and mayor's offices also often post into Nextdoor. So all those messages come in. And when you open the Nextdoor app, you see all of those messages about everything that's happening in your neighborhood.
I see. So the folks have to, you know, it's not only the business owners that have to get the app. It is also the consumers. They get the app, and that's how they get the alerts.
That's right. And so if you don't currently have Nextdoor, you can just download the Nextdoor app, in the Apple Store or the Google Play Store, and you can actually start just using sign in and start using Nextdoor right now. Or you can, if you prefer to use a laptop, go to Nextdoor.com and again sign in and start getting plugged into your neighborhood and find out everything that's happening locally and around you.
We're talking to Tatiana Mammoet this morning. She is with Nextdoor. This is an app that you can get, which basically provides you information on what businesses are opening and in what capacity they are opening. Are they opening full? Are they opening part? What are the rules? And so on. What are some other ways that we can support local businesses? Because a lot of folks may be a little apprehensive about going to the restaurant, going in like they traditionally used to do.
That's right. So one of the things that we know is that 70% of our members find a new local business through a recommendation. And it's really important to have trusted recommendations. On Nextdoor, everyone on Nextdoor is a real person at a real address. And so you know that you're actually getting a real recommendation from someone who lives in the neighborhood. So one of the powerful things to do is to start recommending your favorite local businesses on Nextdoor so that other neighbors can find them. And know why you love them. So recommendations are a really great way to support your local business if maybe you don't want to go out right now.
We should probably define what local business really means, because we know that a mom and pop store, that's definitely local business. But what about a store which is a chain store, however, it is still owned and operated by people who live in the community? Do you consider that a local business as well?
We do. So if anyone who has a location in the neighborhood can actually go on Nextdoor and claim a business page, right? So we're really around, Nextdoor is really exists in order to make neighborhoods thrive and connect neighbors to each other. And so as long as the local business is part of the neighborhood, we really see that as an opportunity for the local business owner to talk to the neighbors. And that includes people like dog walkers, babysitters, lawnmowers, right? Everyone who is looking for work and trying to make a living in the local neighborhood is, should really get on Nextdoor and start talking to their neighbors and start getting customers.
Now, what are some tips that you have for local business owners? This is probably new to a lot of them. So when they approach you, how can you help them kind of, find a good fit for them and how they can get their word out?
Yeah, so what we know is that 72% of Nextdoor members are going to say that they want to use local businesses more as a result of COVID. And so if you have new business hours, post that onto Nextdoor. If you have pickup or delivery options, post that onto Nextdoor. If you are looking for workers in the neighborhood, right, if you're reopening and you need, folks to work in your neighborhood, post that on Nextdoor. So, business owners can really really talk directly to their customers and their local community and really tell the local community what you're offering and what you need. And the local community we've seen is ready to support you. We've had some really great businesses when we did a pilot, a beta test with this. We've had local businesses really see that the communities were ready to support them once they started to get back on their feet.
How long has Nextdoor been around?
Nextdoor has been around for about 9 years, and we've had a lot of folks also start to increase. We've gotten a lot of people onto the platform just in the last few months when people realize how important their neighborhood is, and they're spending a lot more time in their neighborhoods now.
Have you guys been a lot busier since the whole COVID-19 thing?
We have, for sure. Because people are at home, they want to be even more connected to their neighborhood.
Sounds like a plan. Give us again the information on how folks can find the app.
Go to find Nextdoor in the App Store and or if you're a local business, go to nextdoor.com/localbusiness.
And Nextdoor, all one word.
Yes.
All right, Tatiana Mammoet, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Take care.
Thank you.